It is a tough day in Ombeg. Your team were defeated by 119-105. A big breeze in Ombeg, as people might expect today, and you were against it in the first half, and Derry were just able to open up a bit of a score.
We're up against it in the first half. Strong, like you said, very, very strong wind there in the first half, and we're up against it. Like I said, I thought we battled very hard. We just struggled to get scores on the board. And in the second half, we kind of started very well, and we got a goal and a couple of points, and had a bit of momentum, and I thought, you know, that we were going to kick on, but unfortunately, I suppose Derry kind of got another purple patch again and kind of pulled away, and I suppose we had a goal disallowed as well, which didn't help, you know, which would have brought the game back to 7 points, and you know, just small things like that kind of didn't go our way. But very proud of the way the boys battled and harried and fought to the end, even though the score was going against us towards the end.
I suppose the goal was disallowed for a square ball, but was it a bit harsh looking from how did you see it out there?
A referee has to make these calls, like, you know, but the umpire had the green flag up, and the referee was in the middle of the field, so I don't know how, you know, he called a square ball, and you know, it's just breaks like that we needed, like, you know, to probably help us to kick on a little bit, but we didn't get him, and that's the way it goes, sport, like, you know, so yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, but in fairness to your boys, like, you know, they were into the last 4 or 5 minutes, and I suppose they knew at that stage it wasn't going to be their day, but like, they didn't stop going until the final whistle.
No, like, they didn't, and like I've been saying it all, you know, all year, like, there's great character in that team, like, and they keep battling and they keep coming, and even after defeats and stuff, they keep turning up training and keep wanting to learn and keep, you know, and they've got a great belief in themselves, and you know, they'll continue to learn and continue to grow, and when they have that, they'll stand to them going forward, like, you know, whatever, in the lads that are underage for under 20 next year, or any lads that are going to onto the senior team or even back to their clubs, like, you know, it's a great trait to have, you know.
Yeah, and the club league started last night, like, and a lot of these lads are going to go back in now. And I'm sure for the development of Donegal hurling, you'll go hope that they'll go back and do well for their clubs and continue their S&C work and everything and continue their development.
Oh, definitely, like, you know, and that's where it all starts and ends is a club, like, and it's about the clubs. You've no players, like, you know, and. It's you hope they will go back and keep continuing on and keep the standard high, and like I said, we have quality players there, and I'm going to go back to the clubs, bring it back to their clubs, and keep developing hurling, like, and keep the standard up and keep progressing. Yeah.